It's Monday, December 10th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Thousands of brides are being burned alive in India, despite the practice being illegal, reports the Christian Post. India partners told Mission Network News that there are still as many as 8,000 bride-burning cases a year in the Hindu-majority country. John, a rep for India Partners, explained, quote, before marriage, the families will agree upon a dowry that the bride's family generally will pay to the groom's family. After marriage, the groom's family sees the leverage of threatening the girl and asking for more money. So they will begin threats, they will begin beatings, and the rule of thumb is something like the more money you want, the more you need to beat her, end quote. And sometimes the beatings escalate into dousing them with flammable liquid and setting the brides on fire. Vernon Brewer, CEO of World Help, a Christian humanitarian organization, said that people often ask him, why do you send Bibles to North Korea when they could get people arrested or even killed, reports FaithWire.com. The answer is simple. Despite the possible persecution, North Korean Christians continue to ask for the Bibles. When one North Korean man was a child, his third-grade teacher announced that the students would have no homework that evening, but she did have one request. She said, quote, when you go home, I want you to look for a book. Normally, the book is black. Normally, it's hidden, and your mom or dad read it when you are asleep. If you look hard enough, you can find this book, and if you bring it, we will honor you, end quote. He rushed home to look for the book. Finally, he found it, his parents' Bible. He proudly presented it to his teacher the next day and received a red scarf as a reward. But when he returned home to show the scarf to his parents, they were gone. They had been arrested along with the parents of 14 other children who had been supposedly honored for completing the assignment. Incredibly, even though he never saw them again, when he heard the gospel himself, he also accepted Christ as his Savior. Jesus said in Mark 13:13, everyone will hate you because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. On Friday, President Donald Trump nominated William Barr, a conservative pro-life attorney who strongly opposes Roe v. Wade, to the position of Attorney General, reports LifeNews.com. Trump praised Barr, who also served under Presidents Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush, as, quote, one of the most respected jurists in the country, end quote. Christian singer Lauren Daigle could not definitively say that homosexual behavior was a sin, according to a recent interview on the Dominic Natty Show on iHeartRadio last week. Listen to the question by celebrity publicist Natty and the answer by Daigle.
Do you feel that homosexuality is a sin?
You know, I can't honestly answer on that. I have too many people that I love that they are homosexual. I don't know. I can't say one way or the other. I'm not God. So when people ask questions like that, that's what my go-to is. I just say read the Bible and find out for yourself. And when you find out, let me know, because I'm learning too.
Shane Eidelman, a contributor to Christian Headlines, wrote, quote, when a person truly experiences the infilling of the Spirit, there is a transformed life resulting in a love for God, His Word, and His truth. We'd rather please God than man. I too know people who struggle with homosexuality, but that should not shape my theology. To truly offer hope, we must speak the truth in love. Am I saying that many who waver on the difficult truths are not mightily filled with the Spirit? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. End quote. On the other hand, Christian talk show host Michael Brown, who has boldly held a biblical position on homosexuality, wrote, quote, pastors and saints are asking me to come out tonight and blast Lauren Daigle, even if she did fall short in her answer. Now is not the time to condemn her. It's the time to reach out to her, pray for her, and make ourselves available to strengthen and equip her. Lauren needs our help and support rather than our wrath. End quote. Someone needs to tell Lauren Daigle that Leviticus 18:22 says, if a man lies with a man, as with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. Former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, the former four-star general who was assigned to bring a level of discipline to President Donald Trump's often chaotic administration, is leaving the Post after internal tensions increasingly spilled into public view in recent months, reports USA Today. And finally, attendees of President George H.W. Bush's funeral last Wednesday at the National Cathedral were serenaded by Grammy Award-winning Christian singer and songwriter Michael W. Smith at the late president's request, reports the Christian Post. 3 months ago, the 41st president asked Smith in person if he would sing his 1982 song, Friends, at his funeral service.
It's hard to let you go. In the Father's hands we know that a lifetime's not too long to live as friends.
They had become friends themselves in 1989 when Smith had performed in NBC's Christmas in Washington. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, December 10th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.